Meiser Sheni, Per Gimel, Mishnah Yud, 3:10. Now we're finding things that aren't coins, but they're containers. The Mishnah says, Hamotzi kli, shvekasuv alav karbon. One finds a container, and on the container itself is written the word korban. Now, of course, a kli can't be a korban proper, but this would indicate that either the kli itself or its contents, and that's the discussion of our Mishnah here, must have been dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash as with Kedushas Bet HaKabayith. That is to say, a person is contributing either this container or the contents therein, or both, as a gift to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash would take this, it would have Kedusha as Kedushas Bet HaKabayith, and the Beis HaMikdash would either use it for its purposes, if it had a purpose for that kli, or it would monetize it by selling it to somebody else and taking the money and using that for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Whatever the case here, our Mishnah is wondering whether it's the container that we assume to be the thing that was given to the Beis HaMikdash, or if it's the contents of the container, or both. So the first sheet is Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, a motzi kli v'kasuv lav korban, if you find a kli and it's written on the kli itself, the utensil itself, korban, the word korban, Rabbi Yehuda omer, im haye shel cheres, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if this was a earthenware containers are really inexpensive, and it's not normal for a person to consecrate his earthenware container as a gift to the Beis HaMikdash because it's not really worth very much at all. Hu chulin, therefore you assume that the container itself is chulin, meaning there's no kedusha to it. And when it said korban in the container, it was referring not to the container itself, but rather what's inside of it. Umash besochal korban. We'd assume that the contents of the container are the things that were given to the Beis HaMikdash, and that stuff must be treated with the kedusha of Bere Kabayis. The Tosefta, by the way, adds that if you find the container and the container is empty, then of course you can't assume that the word korban written on the container is referring to the contents of it, and therefore Tosefta says that even if it's an earthenware vessel that's empty, you have to assume that the container itself was given to the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, says Rabbi Yehuda, im hayeshel mateches, if the container were not a earthenware clay container, but rather a metal container. Metal containers were very expensive in the time of Chazal, and it was normal for a person to give just a simple container, an empty container, to the Beis HaMikdash as a gift, as hekdesh for Bet HaKabayis. So then, hu korban, you assume that the word korban is referring to the container itself, meaning the container is treated with kedushas Bet HaKabayis. Umash besocho, and if there happens to be something inside the metal container, says Rabbi Yehuda, chulin. You assume that just was, you know, he kept his gumballs inside the container because he had nowhere else to put them, but that the gumballs inside the container are not invested with Kedushas Bet HaKabayis. On that, the Chacham disagree. Amr lo, the Chacham say back to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein derech mnei adam lios konsin chulin lekorban. It's just not normal, says the Chachamim, to store your non-kadosh things, like your gumballs, for argument's sake, inside a consecrated container. People don't do that, and therefore it's safe to assume, say the Chachamim, or it's a reasonable assumption, that both the container and the contents therein are both invested with Kedushas Bet HaKabayis, and therefore, says the Chacham, and this is the halacha, if you find a container made out of metal, and it says a korban on it, both the container and whatever is inside the container must be treated as if it is invested with Kedushas Bet HaKabayis and given to the Beis HaMikdash.